Hey, look at the shotgun, you got the 104, yeah.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's Monroe City Council meeting. This is the city council meeting for June 6, 2017. The time right now is 7:00 PM. Ms. Atkinson, please call the roll.
Yes, council members present and establishing a quorum are Scarborough, Cudahy, Hanford, and Camp.
Thank you. We heard from Councilmember Rasmussen this evening, or earlier today. He's not going to be available for today's meeting. And we, Councilmember Davis, was he reported as being out tonight? Okay, so we'll note for the record when he comes in. Councilmember Gamble also advised me that he'd be a little bit late to this evening's meeting. So absent there being objection, we'll go ahead and consider Councilmember Rasmussen's absence as excused. And we will note for the record when Councilmember Gamble and Davis entered the chambers. Councilmember Hanford, will you please lead us in the pledge?
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item that we have on the agenda this evening is comments from citizens. This is a time set aside for members of the audience to speak to the city council on any issue related to the city of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter that is subject to a public hearing. Do you have a sign-in sheet? Ms. Atkinson, indicating that nobody has signed in. Is there anybody from the audience who'd like to come forward to speak? Anybody at all? Okay, seeing nobody interested in coming forward to speak this evening, we'll go ahead and move on to the consent agenda. Council, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Councilmember Hanford.
Move to approve the consent agenda as listed.
Second.
I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Cudahy to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 4-0. Next item on the agenda that we have is new business. Item number one, Councilmember Camp.
By the order, Mr. Mayor.
Yep.
Could we, since our mayor pro temp is not here tonight, can we appoint another mayor pro temp pro temp?
We're going to do that at final action. Does the council want to appoint a mayor pro temp at this point in time or wait for final action? Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I would like to nominate Councilmember Scarborough.
Oh, second.
Second.
Are there any other nominations?
Yes.
Councilmember Scarborough?
I'd like to suggest that you go back to the pro temp you had the year before. So if we had, if the pro temp can be here tonight, then let's go to the pro temp we had last year. If that person can be here, at that point, I'm not sure if it matters. You probably wouldn't have enough people to blow their mind anyway. I'm not sure I'm ready to be a pro temp.
Okay, so it's a completely a council decision. You go ahead and, so are you nominating somebody, Councilmember Scarborough?
Well, that would give it to Patsy.
Okay, so are you nominating?
Pro temp from last year. I appreciate the nomination.
I will rescind my nomination.
And I'll rescind my second.
And I would like to nominate Councilmember Cudahy as a kind of a summer repeat of mayor pro temp pro temp.
I'll second that.
Perfect.
Backup.
All right, so.
Okay,
so my understanding, Councilmember Camp, you're making a motion to appoint Councilmember Cudahy as the mayor pro tem for June 6, 2017, which is today. Okay, and I'm understanding there's a second. Was a second from Councilmember Scarborough?
That's right.
Okay, but is there any discussion on the motion?
Yes, just to clarify.
Yes, Councilmember Hanford.
It's just for today.
Just for June 6.
For the record.
Yes,
back.
That's why you said June 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion to appoint Councilmember Cudahy as a mayor pro tem for June 6, 2017? AD. To be very specific.
Did you say AD?
AD, yes. Okay. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 4-0. We'll go ahead and move on to new business item number one. This is AD 17-086, resolution number 013-2017, amending petty cash policy. Ms. Hassard.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So basically what's before you tonight is just some basic housekeeping at the finance department. In reviewing our banking fees that we pay for our various bank accounts, I did notice that we have a $2,000, what we called imprep account, that was used for incidental items. We maybe wrote a check or two on it once every couple of months.
We are paying $14.95 a month for the privilege of having it, so it really doesn't pay to have that. And then my question to the staff was, well, instead of writing checks out of that, why aren't we using petty cash? That's the more traditional method. And it turns out we only have basically what amounts to $300 for petty cash. For a city our size, it's more typical around $1,000. The reason we're asking for $1,500 tonight is that we also use $500 for the change drawers for the ladies to use when we have walk-in customers who want to pay with cash. In addition, the police department also has a petty cash fund. Theirs is at $600. However, we noticed that the resolution currently says $100. So we want to just get the resolution in line with what current practice is as well. As a point of information, I also included the updated petty cash policy that would then administer this resolution if it's adopted tonight, that does reflect those changes and reflects actual practice right now. With that, Mr. Mayor, if there's any questions.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or a motion? Councilmember Hanford.
I move to approve resolution number 013-2017, amending resolution numbers 9525, 9912, and 2008-17, petty cash.
Second.
Yeah, the first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Scarborough to approve the requested action as stated in agenda bill number 17-086. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 4-0. Thank you. We're going to ahead and move on to the next item on the agenda. That is final action number two. This is new business item number two, AB 17087, authorized mayor pro tem. Okay, this is authorizing mayor, correct? Or mayor pro tem?
Mayor pro tem.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and recuse myself, as I've stated in the past then. And that means new business item number two, final action number one, final action number two will be taken care of by Councilmember Cutback, who is our pro tem. Councilmember Cutback.
Pro tem.
It works.
Let the record show that Mayor Thomas has exited the chambers. We are on to authorize Mayor Pro Tem to sign interlocal agreement establishing Snohomish County Interagency Child Abduction Response Team. And that's Chief Wendler.
The proposed interlocal agreement allows for the participants in the agreement to join together in a multidisciplinary team for the purpose of locating and rescuing missing or abducted children when the appropriate circumstances exist. There are no financial issues here other than the salaries of the participants from our group.
Yes.
I think this is a great idea. Thank you for putting this together, Chief. I move to authorize the Mayor Pro Tem to sign the interlocal agreement with Snohomish County for establishing the Snohomish County Child Abduction Response Team, ICART, and expressly authorize any further minor revisions deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
Any discussion, Council? So there's been a motion by Councilmember Hanford and a second by Councilmember Scarborough. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Okay, we're at final action number one. This is AB 17-088, authorized Mayor Pro Tem to sign the Small Capital Projects Partnership Project Agreement with Snohomish County for the Sky River Outdoor Exercise Equipment Project. And I believe that's Mr. Farrell.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem.
Still Mayor Pro Tem.
Earlier this year, in partnership with the Monroe Boys and Girls Club, a Snohomish County Small Capital Projects Partnership Grant application was submitted to purchase and install four basic trail side exercise stations along the walking trail at Sky River Park. This last month, The Snohomish County Council approved the grant award for this project, the new exercise stations, which I've distributed hard copies for you all, will be installed in the park this fall, and will provide fun and exercise for users with varying abilities. The grant award will cover the cost of the purchase of all the equipment and supplies related to the project.
Any questions?
I would like to move to authorize the Mayor Pro Tem to sign the Small Capital Projects Partnership Project Agreement with Snohomish County for the Sky River Park Outdoor Exercise Equipment Project, and authorize further minor revisions as deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
Okay, there's been a motion by Councilmember Camp and a second by Councilmember Scarborough. Any discussion, Council? Just want my thanks for this. I think this is wonderful, and I think it will add, you know, it's a great benefit to that area. I was thinking it'd be great to have something like this on the trail in El Borland, you know, through this, you know, when you're out on the trail and you have some cool exercise stations, that's cool, you know, that would be great too. Okay, there's been a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Let the record show that Councilmember Davis has entered the chamber at 7:10. We are now on final action number 2, AB 17-089, authorized Mayor Pro Tem to sign interlocal agreement with Snohomish County regarding law enforcement embedded social worker. This is Chief Wender.
This proposed interlocal agreement is mutually agreed upon by both parties to formalize a contracted agreement between the Snohomish County Human Services Department Behavioral Health Program and the City of Monroe. The goal of the program is to provide an alternate police response to those people with social service needs within the City of Monroe. It was adopted by the Snohomish County Council on May 17th of this year. With the effective date of June 1st, 2017, the City of Monroe will contribute approximately $50,000 per year, which is half the cost of the individual. The remaining will be covered by the Snohomish County through its Human Services Department. This agreement will be effective immediately upon mutual execution parties and will go through December 31st of 2018.
Great. Any questions, Councilmember Hamper?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chief. This is, I believe, cutting edge collaboration and teamwork on trying to approach this difficult issue. And so I'm very proud that our city's spearheading this and going for it. So I move to authorize the Mayor Pro Tem to sign an interlocal agreement with Snohomish County regarding a law enforcement embedded social worker, and authorize further minor revisions as deemed necessary or appropriate.
Second.
We have a first and second. Councilmember Scarborough,
you like some? Chief, we already budgeted this, didn't we?
Yes.
So it's not a surprise.
Any other discussion? Chief, I want to thank you and your department for this. This is great. I know you've worked through it, and I think, you know, just anxious and hopeful to see some positive results. I know we've already seen some, so I think, you know, thank you for your work on it.
Thank you.
There's been a first by Councilmember Hamford and a second by Councilmember Scarborough. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Yes,
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. We are now going to move on to council member reports. We have to get my brain back into the rhythm here. Okay, so we did not have a Finance and Human Resources Committee meeting this evening, and Snohomish County Tomorrow Steering Committee. Councilmember Scarborough, any report?
Nothing to report. The next meeting is the 28th of this month.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Cutaback, any report from CT Board?
No.
Okay, we'll go ahead and go down the line. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. The Do we have a TBD?
TBD follows this meeting.
Oh, follows it, okay. Okay, thank you. Been kind of a long absence, but it means a lot of things happened for the last couple of weeks. First off, Memorial Day presentation by the VFW at Lake Tai was really good. Really incredible. Very memorable. I learned something from Councilmember Scarborough that kind of impacted me later that day when my great-nephew, and this is just a personal note, has volunteered for a third tour of duty in a faraway land. Just the impact on loved ones as your family go out in harm's way is kind of a shock, but it's really nice talking to Councilmember Scarborough about that. He's supposed to be with it. I had a chance to talk to a gentleman about retail marijuana sales in the city, and I learned a great deal, especially things that they don't want as retail marijuana distributors. I think we can talk about it at the legislative committee in the future. I think it's very informative. I also asked, he had questions about the stand of the city on retail marijuana sales. I explained about the ban and everything. But he wanted to talk to some groups. I put him forward to three groups, the Chamber, the DMA, and a third party that I haven't heard back if they had contacted them. Anyway, I want to thank the Chamber and the DMA for taking the time to talk to him and answer some of his questions. Last Friday, I attended the Trail to Town charrette. It was called charrette, and it started off with a bus tour of Monroe, which I thought, okay, this is going to be a waste of 4 hours as I'm shooting around because I've seen it. Totally different when you're looking at it from a visitor's perspective and just with a group of people who either haven't been here before or from Seattle, they don't even know what Monroe is. It was just really informative. I know that you guys are going to talk about it a little bit tonight, so I'm not going to go into too much detail, but it was, I see some low-hanging fruit that we can get and probably do some renovation in some of these areas. So it looked really positive. They had a big presentation on Saturday night, which was very well attended, and again, very informative. They had both Monroe and Seoul, right? And some of the planned items and some of the considerations, like on our river, there are certain areas that you don't want to land on because of currents. And we also learned erosion is good. That was like the chant we picked up. Anyway, very informative, and I'm sure we're going to get a little bit of information, hopefully a lot more information as we move forward with this. Finally, as I got here tonight, you saw Mr. Coon. We have two letters of thank you to the police department and city from the Tigers for the opportunity to do the presentation. And I'll pass these down so that everybody can see them. We can circle back if you don't mind. And they say thanks a lot to you. They really had a good time. And as always, Luke is the star. I understand the Lions are doing something else, but I'm not allowed to say what it is yet. I'm burying some things that they're going to work on. And that's all good. Thank you.
Councilmember Davis.
Yes. Busy weekend. I think I'd like to commend the VFW on, I think the walk run was a big success. A lot of people turned out. Beautiful day. Everything was wonderful. And the mayor brought up the idea of next year, if it's this big again, we can use our porta stage. Yeah, it would have been perfect. It was great, and we a great crowd of people there, my daughters were excited. They volunteered me to run in it next year. So. Oh, Jeff.
Run?
Maybe walk. Maybe walk. But then on Monday again the Memorial Day ceremony out at the graveyard was also very well attended, and I'm very pleased that we have these ceremonies now. I like staying home in Monroe. For years, I've gone outside to other places because there weren't necessarily anything going on here. I'm excited to see the involvement and the participation of the city. I think it's neat. So it was Memorial Day weekend. It's not a happy event per se, but it was. I was happy to see that kind of turnout and that kind of involvement in it. I think that's great. So anyways, that's it for me.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Hanford.
Thank you. Yes. Let's see. First, last week, the 31st, I attended that luncheon for the Beauty Town Regional Council and voted representing our city. The General Assembly unanimously elected Snohomish County Executive Dave Summers as president and Pierce County Executive Bruce Dammeler as vice president. The Assembly also approved our budget and work program, which includes planning to the year 2050. So then they talked about some things, some plans, but it's good to see Snohomish County well represented there. That was good. And then I also attended the Lake Tai Playground ribbon cutting. That was a great time. And I was sorry that I couldn't take on Jeff's challenge and get on the swings with him and Councilmember Camp. I had to get one of my children to a doctor's appointment, so I was not able to hang out.
Sounds like an excuse.
Yeah. Anyway, that was it.
That's good. Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Cutback.
I was missed on the Memorial Day event, so I'm sad about that. I know there was the run and memorial and also the powwow, so I haven't heard if people attended that, but I missed all that due to family obligations. And one thing about the playground, I have walked by there Lake Tai, and it was packed the few times I've walked by there, so families and kids are using it. And I know we've had great weather, so that helps, but it's really been crowded there. So kudos to picking out the equipment that is obviously attracting the kids and families. Saturday, I attended the last Miracle League game of the season, and over 60 families are being served in that. That is the highest number. So Miracle League is adaptive baseball, and that's right there on Rotary Field. And 60 families drive from Marysville, Kirkland, all over to play in that in the Miracle League. We've been extended the season 2 weeks this year because kids wanted to play more. So it was a great last game. The weather was good. Last night attended the Everett Community College East County Scholarship Fundraiser at Paula's Why Not. And it was nice to see maybe 30 people there, I think, there also. But great that they're focusing on raising money for scholarships for kids from our area who are attending the East County campus. So happy to do that. And then I want to give kudos to Ben Thompson and Brad Falberg. You know, I'm around the community a lot and I hear things, and at Harry's over by Clearview Spirits, they own a distributing company in Harry's, and it's over there on Tide Street, and they, Bonnie and Doug Ralstone are the owners, and they have been attempting getting a sign and get some wayfinding and have people come and know where their business is, because they've been really struggling for people to find their business, and have been trying to work through the sign code and all that. Well, Ben went over there and provided excellent customer service, and Brad and Ben really worked together on a good solution for them, and they are incredibly happy. I saw them last week, and they were just over the moon that the city worked with them and came up with a solution that was good for business, but still upheld the principles of the sign code and obeyed all that. But it was just great customer service, so kudos to you, because we want that feeling that businesses feel like the city is easy to work with and open to solving problems that are, you know, good for the business and good for the city. So kudos to you guys and your staff. That's it.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Scarborough.
Well, again, on Saturday, echoing some of the other councilmen's words at the walk-run event, was well attended. Well, spoken to, I thought the young lieutenant who did the dissertation on the words of the national anthem did a fine job without even stuttering or did. That young man knew what he was talking about. He either researched it or he was so passionate that he knew the subject that well. He did a fine job. It was a good event. I think one of the things that struck me, other than the national anthem and the dissertation, was I talked to the couple sitting there that were selling a book about the loss of their son. And they showed, they had two sons in the Marine Corps and they lost one. And they both been in the sandbox, as we talked about, third deployments. And they had lost their son. But the book was, spoke to the fact that they lost their son to suicide because of PTSD. And the book said, it was from their, his daughter, who was six or seven, said, "Where's my daddy?" And the why. And I had a very interesting talk with them. I didn't buy the book, but I still have the information, so I can. But it was quite moving that they were there trying to promote the other side of the issue of returning vets that are having a hard time dealing with multiple deployments. Very interesting. So it was a great day. Very interesting. That's about all I got.
Thank you, Councilmember Scarborough. The next item that we have on our agenda then is staff and department reports. And so we will go with our police update first. Chief Hunzer.
First of all, our community outreach and enforcement team, this was the first month that, first full month that our embedded social worker, Elisa Delgado, was there. They had 31 total clients they've been in contact with. Two have been referred to housing programs. One has gone through an assessment. One has entered into treatment. Two have received health care benefits. One has obtained legal identification. And one is moving to other supports out of state. And we had a copy with the cop. Our first one was in May. It was real successful. We had 20 people from the community.
Yes.
And for the first time out, it was very successful. There's other cities that have tried this copy with a cop. And their first time out, it was copied with an empty booth across from them. They didn't have much of a turnout, but we were very fortunate. Also, I had we had I believe it was a week ago, the DUI assembly up at the high school, where the, we participated in reenacting the consequences of drinking and driving, and that was well attended, and it was well done by all the agencies involved. And lastly, each quarter we select the quarter, officer of the quarter, and at the end of the year we select the officer of the year. This quarter it is Officer Adam Wolf. In your packet you can see the things that is attributed to him in the last quarter. I might add that there's been a lot of talk about the military and Memorial Day, that Adam has served three tours of duty over in the sandbox in, as a reserve officer, and still involved in the reserve program in the United States Army. So, one of our best officers.
Thank you, Chief. Councilmember Scarborough.
Can you go over the who went where what? Two referred to housing, one. Two to housing, one to legal, one left the area. First, two did what?
Okay, two have been referred to housing programs in Snohomish County, and then one has gone through an assessment, one has entered into treatment, and two have received health care benefits. And one has obtained legal identification. They have to have legal identification before they can receive the city health care benefits and the like. So the the social worker and the officer spend some time with that individual, taking them into error, helping get his legal identification right. And then one is moving to other supports, another is moving out of state, and we'll utilize the support systems in another state, and the state they're moving to.
Did they request to move out of state when you offered them any of this other stuff? How does that work?
We don't, in this particular situation, we're not paying for them their way out of state. They were intent on moving to another state for some whatever reason.
Hope so. Thanks, Chief.
Mr. Kim, thank you. Being on that question, are there any that are just refusing services? In the FL, I don't know if you've got that noted or.
I don't have it, the exact number, but I would say that if we have approximately 30 homeless in the city that are truly homeless, and I would say approximately 20 out of those 30.
That's a good number. I'm just curious. I've talked to some people down in Seattle who have issues with people who just refuse services, especially with mental health. So, thank you.
Sometimes we have found, and of course we've been doing it for years, but we have found that after they see other individuals accept the services and see a success, that they'll eventually come around and accept some type of assistance. But there are those that no way are we going to change their mind.
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anything further, Chief? Thank you. We'll go ahead and go through staff then. Mr. Worthen. Mr. Farrell.
Thank you, Mayor. Just follow up. Last Friday and Saturday, Ben Swanson and myself, we were participating in the Skype Sound Design, Trail Town Design Workshop. So it included a tour on Friday. We visited Alborland Park, Lewis Street Park, the Lewis Street Boat Launch, which is owned by Fish and Wildlife of the state, and we drove down Ben Howard. We went to the downtown, stroll around there too. And these teams consisted of city folks, like I mentioned, our staff, and also we had county representatives, we had state Fish and Wildlife representatives, National Park Service, and then several landscape architects. So there's a design team for Monroe, there's a design team for Sultan, and then there was the opening dinner, and the mayor was there and made remarks as well on Friday evening. And then Saturday, we just rolled up our sleeves and all day long worked on workshop goals. And I'm just going to tell you what these were, these goals. We explored ways to orient town visitors to the river and connect people using the river to the town amenities. So it's like, it's not just one way, it's two ways, So we explored that. We generate ideas for making each trail town a visually vibrant gateway and hub for river experiences. Recommended improvements and enhancements for river access sites, facilities, boat storage, parking, pathways, and trail information. And highlighting history, heritage, and resources unique to each trail town. And celebrating both resources and opportunities for education, stewardship that gets into the erosion and flooding. I brought some really cool flooding pictures because it was a beautiful day on Friday when we were in the park there in El Borland. And it just looks wonderful, the river and all of that. And then I brought this morning those trails or pictures of this is what, where you're standing there. Well, it's underwater. So they really got some perspective, these landscape architects that had never been here before. So there was some really good information, ideas, and takeaways from this. So looking forward to getting all of that. Snohomish County will be compiling all of the information that we got out of the design workshop. And, we have two things, right away here. Number one is we are master planning the Captain site. So takeaways from this water trail town design workshop, we definitely can incorporate that into that master plan. And then we intend to also master plan Alborland Park. And so there again, incorporate that information. So anyways, it was a long weekend, but it was definitely informative and fun. And
That's all. Thank you, Mr. Kerr.
Thank you, Mike.
Mr. Swanson.
Thank you. So, same as Councilmember Camp, it was interesting with the park tour we did of being from the inside looking out, from the outside looking in. And just learned a lot and saw things in a different perspective as far as touring around, especially from a planning standpoint. And as we get to update, as next year we go to update our shoreline master plan, this workshop will actually help out quite a bit. And another thing too is the landscape architects, they weren't from around here. They're from Seattle, so a lot of first-time visitors to Monroe. And so they came in with this, with a fresh perspective, and it was, they not only enforced some things that we had thought about as far as opportunities for redevelopment, but gave some fresh new ideas too. So it was a great process. And again, like you said, that first day, it was kind of like tour around the city. I've already seen plenty of times, but it was really great. And then next thing, last week we issued a request for a proposal for a consultant to aid staff in the major code update next year. So
I'm sorry to do what I couldn't hear.
A request for proposal for the our development code that we're going to be working on this year, going into possibly part of next year. And so so that went out, it's out to the consultants, and we'll work through that process and get some on board.
So, thank you. Ms. Hasser.
So this Saturday is our annual passport day. Hopefully we will get a real good turnout with that. Again, it's from 9 to 1 p.m. and we do have to close the doors at 1 o'clock. So if you know anybody who does want to come down and apply for a new passport, not renewal, encourage them to come early. And then we are also going to be hosting two open houses for educational purposes, but with regards to the lodging tax. We're going to get ready to start the lodging tax funding cycle here in July, and we're reaching out to various organizations that we think might have an interest, inviting them to come on in case they have any questions. And we'll be starting budget next week. That time of year. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Hasser. Do you have anything further, Chief? You've already spoken. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Couple of things I want to just mention, that there was a, I think, a very instructive and helpful, a different kind of trail meeting here on Thursday, and I'll let the mayor talk more about it, but it was a number of representatives who, including the city of Duval, city of Monroe, Snohomish County, King County, and some community groups that are interested in rail connections, specifically in this instance from Snohomish through Monroe to Duval, connecting up with other trails that are north of Snohomish and south of Duval. Of course, coming out of that, staff got a lot of assignments from the mayor to follow up on, which we will be doing. But it was, I think, a helpful conversation to kind of begin to figure out where these trails are in discussion and what the status of them are. The one from here to Snohomish is a little bit further along than the one from here to Duval. But as one of the participants said afterwards, you know, this is not for us, it's really for our grandchildren. And I think that summarizes it pretty well. I think you all received an email from a property owner in the Frylands about an abandoned house next to their home and asking if what we could do about it. So I went out Monday morning and observed the situation. It's actually kind of hard to see because the person who wrote the email mows the lawn of the abandoned house, at least the front yard of the abandoned house, and so it doesn't appear that bad from the street, but once you go around and you see the backyard and everything, it's pretty bad. It's abandoned. Ben's done some work on it, so we know who the bank that owns the title, and now we're going to start the hard work of trying to figure out how do we find a responsible person at the bank that we can have some conversations with and see what we can do. So just wanted to let you know the staff's following up on that. But the easy work's been done. We've got the hard work for us. And I just wanted to point out that the June meeting of Coffee with Cops is on the 13th, so it's a week from today, at 10 o'clock in the morning at the YMCA.
Thank you. We have a couple of lights. Councilmember Camp, I think I missed you earlier. Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I knew there was one thing that I forgot.
and this is like special thanks to the city staff. I got a note from Brandon, our former student rep, and he is a some sort of intern, bad intern type at Del Mar in California. So he brought him over to the dark side. He likes city planning. I don't know why, but you guys did a really good job in terms of converting. So thank you, and thanks for Brandon as well.
Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough.
Yeah, you were talking about having a conversation with the railroad.
I can go ahead and fill in. So we ended up getting contacted by an organization that wanted to meet and talk about how to connect the north end of the Snoqualmie Valley Trail to Monroe, and then the complete the trail from Monroe to Snohomish. And these trails are on railroad right-of-way. So that's what the reference would have been in the old railroad right-of-way.
Okay, so my question kind of bird I was going to ask. We had a conversation, I believe, last week that there used to be a train stop in Monroe or Amtrak going east, and that it's still here. In fact, probably at the old Dells or thereabouts, and maybe that's where the old station was. I want to check with Mr. Perry on that. But is there any desire to have a train stop in Monroe or to push for a train stop going east?
It's something we can certainly have staff double check. We're under the impression that the railroad isn't interested in doing that, but
is not.
Yeah, but I certainly see the value of having something like that here. I know other people have mentioned it, including other council members, and staff will certainly follow up and see about having a stop here in Monroe. The adventure starts here. I think that I think it would be great too. Thank you.
Yeah, I would support that.
Yeah.
And also for commuters going.
Yes. Yes, going west, absolutely. For a procedural item, please let the record show that Councilmember Gamble entered chambers at 7:41 just a couple minutes ago. Good evening, Councilmember.
Good evening.
So just a little bit more about this trail meeting, since we're coming anyway. What is going to happen next is basically we met, we talked about these very long-range plans about making these connections. King County, Snohomish County both have trail right-of-ways sort of in different planning documents, and the property from Monroe to the north end of the Snoqualmie Valley Trail is mostly within public ownership. In some cases it's not, and in one case there's a weird legal issue with a landowner in King County. On our side, though, going from Monroe to Snohomish, the county's completed a survey of that area. They have some environmental recon that they need to do, i.e. identify wetlands and streams and things like that. And they need to do that before they can begin permitting or construction. So going through Monroe, we have a pretty good idea of the route that it would go. It would come in on the north end of Lake Tye, drop down on either side of Lake Tye, either side of Freilands Elementary School, and then come down to West Main, and somewhere in there cut across along West Main, which is probably one reason why the underpass has a wider sidewalk. But the idea being that it would then end up in the future Cadman, the city park where Cadman is today, and then run its way across to Elmoreland Park, and then roughly where the train right-of-way is today, but the old trestle was taken down, so we need a pedestrian bridge to cross that, and then it would go back into the county. So other people that were in attendance at the meeting, we had a city council member from the city of Duval there. We had county council member Sam Lowe there. We had Snohomish County, King County, and city park staff there. What we decided was that we would go ahead and have staff basically come up with a hit list, what makes sense in the short term, intermediate term, and then Mr. Mosley said, there were two organizations there also, that the Mountain to Sound Greenway and the Centennial Trail Coalition, and that they would go ahead and act as sort of advocates at the legislature and whatnot to try to get funding for some of these next phases. Again, kind of like 522, moving the football closer to the end zone. And that's where things were left with that. Staff did a great job with the Lake Tide Park switching gears. Those park improvements were great, and as the council members identified, there were a lot of people out there using those park improvements. So, Mike, please again express our gratitude to the sidelines, and also to your staff for getting that done before Memorial Day. So, despite some rain. Yep. Relay for Life staff. The City of Monroe received an award. We've done this a couple years, but we helped out with Relay for Life, and so I'll go ahead and pass this around. This year we were thanked by the Relay for Life people with a bronze award, and so I'll go ahead and pass that down. Again, Mike, thank you very much for your staff's work on that. And I think that's all that I have to report out this evening. I've got Monroe this week there if you want to read anything else, and we'll go ahead and switch over to the agenda for next week.
Lobbyist report, no lobbyist report this week. And the agenda for next, the 13th, is fairly busy agenda. We have a resolution, public hearing on the transportation improvement plan, and we have presentation on the exercise equipment that we voted on tonight from County Council Member Lowe. We have mayor's authorized to sign a Transportation Improvement Board grant agreement, also an ordinance on impact fee, first reading, and also approving of Worthington Heights rezone. Those are the new business, and the final action on the mayor signing a DSL construction agreement for the railroad crossing. And those are the, and there's a legislative affairs committee prior to the council meeting on the 13th, and the Snohomish Health District board meeting is also for next week.
Okay, that's the question. Councilmember Scarlett, are you going to be able to make the legislative meeting?
On the 13th?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Scarborough?
Something about a couple of things that I want to ask about. 522, you mentioned. Have we got any clout with the state patrol in that 522 is 55 miles an hour from four lanes from Monroe to the other side of the bridge, and it's still 55, and then it turns to 60 at Echo Lake Road. Whereas Highway 2, which is two lanes with no divider, is 60 miles an hour from outside the town all the way to Everett. And it appears to me that it's nothing but a revenue getting deal, writing tickets for people doing over 55 from the Snohomish Bridge into town or from town to the Snohomish Bridge. Why? If somebody answers those, why have we asked the State Patrol why and have we got an answer?
Chief Windsor.
Can I ask you a personal question? You get stopped.
Yesterday. No, I slow down, but
they are working on changing it. I know that. That's it will still stay about a quarter of a mile from the main from on Main Street, but from Highway 2 will probably drop down to 45.
Yeah.
And that will continue, but I know they're working on it.
Thanks. And Councilor Scarborough? The City of Monroe also polices that segment that is within the City of Monroe.
City of Monroe says what? It's part of City of Monroe, so that's why.
We do have officers up on 522, where 522 is within the city limits.
With a radar.
Yes, sir. Okay, anything further? All right. I think that is it for the regular business meeting. I will entertain a motion for adjournment if possible so inclined. Councilor Hanford?
I move to adjourn. So, the council meeting.
Right. Okay, I have a first from Councilmember Hanford, a second from Councilmember Camp to adjourn this regular business meeting for the Monroe City Council. We do have another meeting that follows directly after this. Any discussion on the motion to adjourn this meeting? Saying none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes 5-0. Okay. We're gonna